What is it, boys?
What are you yapping about?
Just leave me in the car with the window open a crack.
There's something wrong with this hearing aid.
It's a trap!
And welcome back to the Old Man Podcast, Bob and Scott. Last time, we were talking about, at the end of the show, we got into all kinds of discussion about the cost of death.
Yes. And this is nice because it's going to slide right into this show is actually our Thanksgiving Day special. So
what
works?
Okay. Stop right there. What do you,
what?
Okay. How does death slide into Thanksgiving? This I got it here.
Well, there's a lot of people who die from overindulgence in turkey. Yeah. I had a near-death experience yesterday.
Death by pecan pie. Go on.
So I had an appointment with my dermatologist to get my, you know, they look you over for skin cancer. So I'm getting ready, 12:45 yesterday afternoon. I'm hopping a shower. Like, my nose starts bleeding. Like, oh, that sucks. And so I'm trying to, like, you know, rinse off my hair and shit. I'm looking down. I was like, wow, this is really bleeding. So I turn the water off and I'm trying to get out of the shower to get something shoved up my nostril. And I mean, it's just fucking, I look like a, you know, like an aerating lawn. It's the shit just going everywhere. And I run to the sink and I shove a wad of Kleenex up my nostril. And in 30 seconds, it's completely saturated. And I'm like, Jesus, this isn't funny. So I'm like putting Kleenex up there and I'm holding it and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I've got my nose stuffed with Kleenex and the blood is running down my arm and dripping off my elbow.
Is there, like, a point to this, Scott?
Oh, it gets worse and worse. So now I'm trying to run around to get some clothes on without bleeding all over the goddamn house. So it looks like a crime scene. And I was like, I got to go because this went on for like 35, 40 minutes.
Ooh.
And finally it's like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to pass out. So I call my neighbor and it goes to voicemail. It's like, you fuck. I need you one time. So he calls me back. I was like, dude, I need you to get your ass over here, get in my truck and bring me over to urgent care. So we're on our way there. I call Angel up, the wife, to let her know what's going on. And I don't know where she came up with this. She goes, well, Scott, what you need to do is put bacon up your nose. I'm like, excuse me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw it on some show. If you put bacon in your nose, the salt in the bacon stops it. I'm like, well, all we have is frozen. Well, that'll work. I'm like, how? Going to walk in with a pound of bacon sticking out of my nose? I don't think so. We get over there and we pull into the parking lot and I look at my buddy and he's like, oh, it stopped. Oh yeah, the shit's all over me. So I run back home, clean up, jump back in the truck, go out to the dermatologist. So I'm talking to my daughter on the phone as I'm driving along. And all of a sudden I felt something in the back of my throat and like this gigantic glob of something slid out of my nasal cavity into my throat. It was the most hideous thing I've ever swallowed in my life. And I finally get up to the dermatologist and I don't want to, I just didn't want to be there. So I go in and of course, the dermatologist is young and very attractive. Thank you. They can't have some old fat bald guy. No. And her name is like Trinket or something. And I walk in and they give you a robe and they make you strip all the way down. And then they come in and you have to stand there butt ass naked while they go over your body with a magnifying glass looking for skin cancer.
I've had the experience, yes.
Oh, screw. They're like, how long have you had this skin tag, Scott? Since birth, doc. That's my dick. Oh, sorry. Sorry. You know, it was just the most embarrassing thing. You know, it's like, do we need all these people in here? oh, well, you know, don't worry, they're students. It's like, well, this guy was checking in when I did. And this person's wearing a UPS uniform. So why in the hell are they standing in this room right now? Yeah, it was just a brutal appointment. So here we are today on my birthday, the big 6-0 today.
Oof. Oh, yep. That's got to hurt.
60 years ago, I popped out of my mother's loins. Hello. All 13.6 pounds of it.
And they slapped the crap out of you, right?
I was so ugly, the doctor slapped my mother. Oh. Gotta love Rodney.
Yeah, gotta love Rodney. So where were we, Scott?
I don't know. We're talking about my talking about my skin tag.
Yeah, and your bloody nose and being born.
Dude, I'm falling apart. I took the dog for a walk. We came back in the house, and I always go back in through the garage. So I take the dog off the leash when we get to the driveway, and he runs to the front door. I'm opening the garage, and I kind of look around the corner, and I saw the door was open, and the dog ran in. The first thought I had was, how the hell did he do that? He doesn't have a key. And it was a serious thought.
Well, yeah,
it's getting to be hell. It is 60. I am just like a light. I'm falling off a cliff. I was making coffee yesterday. I lost count as I was putting the grounds. Spoons.
I've been doing that the past 5 years, and it started.
What the hell's with that?
Shit. Yeah.
You so got to pour it back in and start again.
5 years I've been doing this. Oh, now it all lines up.
Well, you're much older than me too.
I'm 65.
Yeah. So yeah, five years.
Actually 65 and a half.
Okay. Well, we can go with that. Go with that. 65 and
65,
a half.
I'm 65 and a half.
Okay. So let's get back to dying and how freaking.
That's like the highlight. Now that you're 60. Yeah. Let's talk about dying some more because you're getting older. You're getting older now. You're getting older right now. And now.
That's bad.
No.
That's stupid. But no. There are good things about being 60.
Like what?
Okay. Let's play questions and answers. You ready?
Okay.
Now that I'm going to retire, how many days are there in a week?
7.
6 Saturdays and 1 Sunday. When's it time to go to bed? 2 hours after you fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, my wife does that already now anyway.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, if she like props up the pillows and it lays down, I said, oh, you're going to be out within 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then they argue saying no.
No, no.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how my wife, God love her, can snore while her eyes are awake watching TV. Explain that one to me. That's like medical miracle stuff.
That's a talent.
Yes. Okay. So where were we? Death.
Death.
Can't afford to die.
So.
Yes, last, sir. Yes, sir.
What? Where am I? What am I doing?
Hurry up, Matlock's on.
God, it's like that. It was that old bit on Saturday Night Live with the late Phil Hartman and Dana Carvey as Ross Perot,
Ross Perot.
And that weird. So you know, General, you know when you're up in that stage, you know with that debate, and you just kind of blanked. That was sheer genius. I swear. Yep.
When you just stood there.
Yeah, you just stood there.
You said nothing.
Because you had them confused. That was sheer genius. I tell you what. And then they're traveling in this car, and Phil Hartman as that admiral guy was going.
Wasn't he taking him out to kill him or drop him off or something?
He just kind of like dropped him off, like you drop off a dog you no longer want. So all Phil Hartman was doing like, I'm hungry. Ah.
That sucks that he died. He was
funny. God, yeah, his old wife murdered him. Holy shit!
So let's get back. How much it costs to die? Quit going off the rails.
Yeah, so we talked about as we got to, on our last episode, we started talking about the cost of dying. Right. And so we decided to look into this, and it is actually pretty depressing. You can't afford to die.
No.
You can't afford to live. You can't afford to die. Just exist.
I mean, just throw my ass in the water or something.
So this is interesting because, so let's talk about how, what is the average cost? And I know you've done some numbers.
Yes, I have.
So lay it on us. What is the average cost of a funeral?
Well, let me check my notes here, Bob. Here at Death Central.
Death Central.
Okay, so I did take a look, and it said that the range of a funeral is $7,000 to $12,000 in 2023, and the average is $7,848 for a burial, a regular funeral. And that includes, you know, a casket, the funeral home, blah, blah, blah. But it does not include cemetery costs. And I swear to God, the article I read, it said, or items to make the funeral more memorable.
Yeah, that's where they start jacking things up. So I'm glad you mentioned this, because when it turns out that my wife took possession of her grandmother's ashes. Hey.
Why?
No, her aunt's boyfriend, they were never married. My wife's aunt passed away. So her grandmother's daughter passed away.
Okay.
So then it turns out that this person had her mother's ashes, who died back in like she died like around 2000. So okay. 99. So
all these years, these ashes have been sitting there?
Just sitting there. Yeah.
Ill.
Yeah. Ooh. Probably all clumpy from humidity. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So the boyfriend, he's like 78 now, said, hey, I've got all this memorabilia. Oh, and I have the ashes from your aunt's mom. I said, okay. So she got the ashes. She got like the certificate of where her grandfather is buried. So she went over to kind of get a, you know, lay of the land as far as, okay, so if I'm trying to put my grandmother's ashes where my grandfather is, how much is that? To dig a hole and put her in the same plot and then to engrave her name on a headstone, $6,000.
$6,000 to dig a hole.
$6,000.
Oh, man.
To dig a hole. So let's contrast this when my mother, who passed away about a year ago, when we took her out to Pittsburgh, where she's from, and put her in the same plot as her second husband, guess how much the cost was to... There's no graveside funeral. There was no nothing. We just kind of like, here, please put them with this. Because we already said goodbye. There was no need to do any kind of like weepy kind of stuff. So guess how much this church cemetery charged for, I guess, the fee to bury it, and I guess, and a more expensive fee because it was done on a Saturday. Guess how
much? I couldn't even guess.
$500.
$500.
$500.
You sure this was real?
It was real.
Was it like in the back of a parking lot
or
something?
No. My younger brother and sister went out there to kind of do the deed, and I had been talking to the cemetery people, you know, since my mother was getting really ill, so I knew what the costs were. So when my wife comes home and says that there's this fancy ass, cemetery in Chicago that's charging $6,000 just to do a hole to pipe down her stuff, screw that! Yeah. It is a racket.
Oh God, yeah,
an absolute racket.
An average cremation is almost $7,000. You know, yeah. For what? Gas? And a shovel rental?
Well, those matches are pretty damn expensive, Scott.
Oh, that is true. I'm still trying to get over the money to make a funeral more memorable.
Well, that's where you start adding, if you have like a chapel and if you have, you know, flowers and you have speakers and all kinds of other nonsense, that's where they really start jacking it up. Because, you know, everybody does this as kind of in an emotional state. But with us, this was done well after the fact. You're kind of like over, you know, my mom was 93 years old. I was not shocked. I was relieved. She was relieved. Everybody was relieved. So you become very pragmatic. So, you know, it's like, okay, how much is this going to cost? That sounds reasonable. And then you get to somebody who's been dead for 20 some odd years and you say, how much?
Well, I've been thinking about how to make my funeral more memorable. And I'm thinking Bozo Bucket Game. And then I'm going to have my family hire a stripper to hold the bucket full of ping pong balls. Nobody will ever forget that funeral.
As I said, when my son asked me where I want my funerals, I said Arby's.
Oh, God. My wife worked at Arby's when she was like in high school. And she won't even look in the direction of one of those places when we drive by, because she saw, like, apparently the roast beef comes as like a gelatinous mass in a plastic bag, and then they stick it in the oven and it hardens up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
yeah. We've definitely talked about this before.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
And I just, for the life of me, you know, and it was interesting because, you know, we've had this conversation before, and we're redoing our wills right now.
And
I want no extraordinary means to keep me alive, because if I'm vegged out, man, I'm telling you, I don't want to be there. Pull the plug. Say goodbye. Sayonara. Good night.
What I'm afraid of, though, is that, because I say the same thing. You know, can't even talk anymore. Quality of life is a big deal for me. And if I'm laying there on, you know, on my back in a hospital, nothing works, and I'm just kind of, you know, a drilling vegetable, pull the plug.
Yep.
What I'm afraid of is that as I'm laying there, what if I have total recognition? What if I'm 100% mentally, and I'm, in my head, I'm like, no, wait, no, I wasn't serious. Put the plug back in. I'm feeling better. So.
Bring out your dead.
Very good.
I'm feeling better. I feel happy. Is there anything you can do? Well, I won't be able to come around next week.
We're not going to go into Monty Python. No, we are not doing that. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Oh, come on.
Nope. We're not.
Stop that.
But yeah, it's getting ridiculous. I mean, and how many times do you go to a funeral and like, people are getting up and just talking about shit that you really don't care about?
All the time.
Yeah. The guy's dead.
Just, I don't care.
I don't want to hear the parade of people talking about, you know, oh, well, 30 years ago, he used to hold my hand. We go fishing like the Andy Griffith Show. It's like, oh, geez, shut up. The guy's dead. Put him in a box. Call it a day. I got to get home.
Matlock's on.
And what the hell? Did you ever go to a funeral home where you can't find a parking spot? What's with that? I got to drive my ass around a parking lot five times waiting for somebody who's done saying their goodbyes to come and pull their freaking car out of the lot so that I can pull in.
Well, it's not just your funeral. It's everybody else's. So I don't care.
I don't want to walk half a block to go back to see a dead guy.
What's really kind of weird, and even around where we live, which can be, you know, this is not a, you know, a poor area. Okay.
Right.
So there are times, and this is a funeral home right in downtown Napertucky, where you walk out and there's multiple funerals going on at this place, you know, like two or three at a time. So you've got visitors and, you know, viewings and all kinds of other stuff. And of course, you kind of peek yourself in and say, hey, do they have better food? But anyway, I do.
going there eating the roast beef. God, he was great, man.
He was great, man. Wow, what a spread.
How'd you know? Through work.
Yeah, through work. But if you go outside, some people are just like hanging out, smoking.
Yeah.
Drinking beer. I said, are we out in the sticks someplace? This is not really cool for you to do this.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, Zeke, get in your tractor and get the hell out of a parking spot.
Yeah, it absolutely. I was like, where am I? Am I like in the middle of like, you know, downstate Indiana? No, thanks.
I think the coolest thing I've ever heard of was the drive-through funerals. They're doing that in California where they actually put a casket in some sort of a thing and you just drive through like you're ordering food.
I know that they do that with liquor stores.
No, it's true. There was some place that they lay the casket out in this enclosed glass thing and you don't even have to get out of your car. You just get in a line, you drive by, little tap on the thing. Bob, good knowing you, babe.
Was this during COVID, do you think?
No, this was like a few years ago. It was way before COVID.
Wow, weird.
Imagine if you combine that with like McDonald's, where you can order food and see the dead person.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
You're munching on your Mickey D fries and Big Mac or whatever. It's an open casket. Oh, hey, he looks good.
Set it up where his mouth moves. The microphone is in his mouth. Would you like to biggie size your order? Thanks, Bob. I would.
That's really morose.
He's holding ketchup and napkins in his hands.
And we crack ourselves up. So how would you actually, which brings up a good question, Scott. If things are this expensive, and now I know why Colonial Penn life is a thing, because all that is, hi, I'm has-been actor, blah, blah, blah. I'm here to tell you about Colonial Penn life. Mm.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris.
He goes, yeah, and if you pay now, your premiums will never go up.
That is true. They're getting like E-list actors. I saw Joe Namath on one of those. Hi, I'm Joe Namath.
I used to be Joe.
Now I look like a Muppet.
Well, he was quite the alcoholic, too.
Well, you could see it.
Yeah,
definitely. He's lived hard.
Broadway Joe.
Broadway Joe, yeah.
New replacements.
He's just basically a bunch of hair and hanging skin off of a skeleton. Talking about insurance. I can't play footballs. I can't make a fist anymore.
Yeah, but I remember when Glenn Ford did that shtick for Colonial Penn life. If I actually get it.
You're like, really dating yourself.
Oh my God. Yeah. But this was just like, I said, oh yeah. Oh, I've seen him. Yeah. He's really old. Oh my God. He's really old. Oh my God. He's hawking this shit.
Yeah. It's like, how bad is your career? How much do you need money?
Oh no, and they kind of, it wasn't all that scripted. He was kind of like, vamping it.
Yeah. And
like, dude, you need to like
yeah.
Just stop. Please.
Yeah.
Just.
When Glenn Ford can look at us and be envious, he's in a bad spot.
So what is your plan to mitigate the high cost?
I honestly don't know. I really don't. Because years ago, I was just like, just burn me, take my ashes and throw them in a lake somewhere, call it a day. But now that I see it's $7,000 to do that, how, I don't know. And
wasn't there, now isn't the $7,000, and we talked about this, isn't the $7,000 more for the kind of like the pomp and circumpoop that goes along with it? Because I thought the actual flambeing was about flambeing. Actually about $700.
Well, they were talking, these numbers include, like a showing, a viewing.
Right. And, yeah. So that's where the expense comes in. So,
it doesn't include like a luncheon. It doesn't include anything at the cemetery.
If you take all that stuff away and just take it down to the base, we pick up the slab, we take it, we flambe it. Here's your box full of ashes. What is that, like $700?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
See, the rest is just going to be done, you know, kind of on your own.
I'm kind of hoping that when it comes my times, I do want to be cremated.
Yeah, same here.
I hope they can do something like a scent. Wouldn't that be cool?
Odie Scott.
Yeah. Well, you can choose like ribs where your ashes smell like smoked ribs. I would love to be in the office. Well, so Samantha, Alex, I'm sorry you lost your father. As last wishes said, he wants to be cremated. Now, just so you know, right now we are having special on barbecue rib scent. For an extra $60, he can smell like a bucket of ribs.
Barbecue would be one way of doing it. You know, if you go to the car wash, you get, you know, vanilla. You get...
Oh, see, now that's good. You can have, like, forest. You can smell like a balsam tree. If you die around Christmas, it can smell like mistletoe.
Yeah.
Halloween, your ashes could smell like a pumpkin.
Now, of course, this is just for temporary because eventually, I mean, unless they want to put you on a mantelpiece for however long they want you there, but usually you take you decide what you're going to do with the ashes.
But if they put your scent in, like, let's say you get forest fresh. Forest fresh. They could put your ashes on the mantle and save so much money on scented candles.
This is true. And you know what?
You don't even have to light me.
And if it's
no flame.
And if it's during the holidays, you're going to get that constant. Oh yeah, actually, even post holidays, you'll get that fresh evergreen scent.
Yeah. And if it starts to like go away, you just shake the ashes and it'll. It'll like refresh it. It'll be like brand new.
Yeah, I've got these pillows that my wife bought from the Adirondacks. This is like 13 years ago, and they still smell good. It's like cedar. It's like cedar inside the pillows.
See, imagine what you could take my ashes and put them in the bathroom for when you take a really bad shit instead of spraying. I gotta go take a dump. Where's Dad's ashes?
And yeah, so you actually have no to actually make it even more effective. You have the ashes, and you do it, and you fluff them. So
yes,
so it's a fluffer.
Poof.
It's an ash fluffer.
Just so you know, people cannot see you moving your hands like that.
Yeah, but I am. So
I think we're kind of onto something, man. I really do. I really do. If you're going to have your relative's ashes, then make them do something.
I guess we could put it on Etsy, you know?
Yeah. You can make it as a dehumidifier. You can stick the ashes down to the basement and they swell up with the moisture.
Well, okay. You know, if you're working in the shop and you drop some oil or whatever, hey, there's Dad's ashes.
There you go.
There you go. You, pragmatic use. Dad's yes. Still being useful.
They could be like a bag of oil dry. Where's Dad? I spilled some oil.
I spilled some oil. He's just there sopping it
Think
up.
Of all the things that you can do with somebody's ashes, and they're still probably more useful than they were when they were alive. Especially at the end.
Oh, there's a lot of people I know like that. Oh, do I ever.
It's about time you did something, you rat bastard. Okay. Yes.
So this has been very morose and very eye-opening and almost very disturbing at the same time.
Yeah. Are we coming to an end?
Yeah, I think we're coming to an end.
Well, before we leave, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Actually, I've got, for the first time in 4 years, I'm actually going to be here with everybody instead of
hosting it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, by us, it's just going to be like the four of us. But usually we had to go out to Ohio State because of, you know, band and football and all that kind of the nonsense. So are you
cooking a turkey?
Actually, everybody wants chicken.
I knew you were going to do something anti-Thanksgiving.
No. Actually, because my son said, you know, turkey's not all that great. And my wife says, yeah, turkey's not that great. And my daughter's a vegetarian. So she goes, yeah, turkey's not all that great. So he says, how about, I'm just going to prep chickens like I would a turkey.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. Make a couple of them.
We've got 15 people and 3 dogs that'll be under our roof.
Oof. No thanks.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. It is. And then we've got, I'm making, my wife will probably help. We're doing a 23-pound turkey, and we're doing a 7-pound turkey breast on the smoker.
Oh.
And my sister-in-law is bringing a ham.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's going to be a giant food frenzy.
Jeez.
They're going to come here at night, and it's going to look like a mass suicide. It's just everyone just laying there farting and burping and praying for relief.
Praying for relief. That smoked turkey. Now you got my mouth watering, my friend.
Yeah, I did that once.
Damn.
And just like on a whim because we didn't know if we had enough, so I threw a breast on the smoker. And everyone just went nuts over it.
Yeah.
So I make one every year along with the regular turkey.
Shit, save me some, man. Holy crap.
Yeah, yeah, you and your chicken can
kiss my ass.
Why don't you just go get like 4 Swanson Hungry Man Hungry chicken Man dinners. Yeah. Here you go, kid.
Yeah, and he never eat the corn or the vegetables. He eat the dessert first, and then he'd go with everything else.
Don't forget to pull back the plastic, honey.
Yeah. Kind of like pull back the you have to make sure that the crumble dessert cooks.
Oh God, the apple crumble.
Yep.
Yes. There's actually do you ever see that restaurant over by us, Lazy Dog? They actually have all of the old TV dinners.
Yeah, I've heard that. That place is dead to me since I got food poisoning from bad coleslaw.
From there.
Yeah. It was a warm summer day and I think they left it out too much. Yeah. And when my sandwich was delivered, my wife looked at the coleslaw. She says, "I don't know. That looks suspicious." I went, "It looks fine. It looks fine."
You dumbass.
It's like, ugh.
Bob, it's moving. Oh, no. It's fine.
Oh, it's just a little bit of fuzz on it.
Okay. It's pulsating.
And on that happy note, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Stay off our lawn.